Weeks of intense fighting in Darfur have left civilians in dire conditions, with key infrastructure destroyed and humanitarian assistance disrupted. Rijal highlights the challenging situation for thousands of refugees and internally displaced persons in camps across the region.
وصلت الوضع الإنساني والصحي بإقليم دارفور غرب السودان لا سيما في مخيمات النزوح واللجوء وصل لمرحلة الخطورة وأصبح الوضع كارثيا.
The humanitarian and health situation in the Darfur region of Western Sudan, especially in displacement and refugee camps, has reached a critical stage and has become catastrophic. Citizens are living in extreme suffering with no one to turn to, and the war-affected victims are in urgent need of activating protection mechanisms and finding alternative ways to deliver essential humanitarian aid, including food and medical assistance. They require urgent relief and basic services such as food, medicine, shelter, after more than 7 months of senseless war.
He points out that widespread insecurity prevents displaced persons from leaving the camps, adding that the reduction in food assistance leaves families without support.
It is worth mentioning that the displaced individuals in the camps who relied on the World Food Program for the distribution of food rations have reached the 8th month without receiving any food. There are no alternative initiatives to meet their needs, given the scarcity of essential food items, which have skyrocketed in prices in the markets. Additionally, the agricultural season's failure indicates an imminent famine. This poses a significant challenge for the community as a whole.
Rijal says the situation has led to the outbreak of diseases and numerous cases of malnutrition among children, pregnant women, and the elderly.
Currently, there are emerging cases of diarrhea, respiratory infections, malaria, malnutrition, and the lack of life-saving medications in the camps and war-affected areas.
He urges Sudan's rival groups to put a halt to the fighting and facilitate the delivery of life-saving assistance to people trapped in displacement camps. He also calls on individuals, organizations, and the international community to provide essential items such as food, medicine, and clothing to the displaced in Darfur. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.